We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that enthusiastic response from our studio audience might be one of sympathy because this, alas, is going to be the last show in the present series of Just... Yes, we feel even worse because we get paid for coming here.
Yeah, and I heard you get more than the rest of us.
Yeah, he gets more. We have our four regular guests. Well, of course, I mean, who better to have the show and to finish with? Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Kenneth Williams, or Kenneth Williams, Peter Freud, Clement Freud, and whichever way you like. And once again, they're
going
to...
Well, I like Peter Jones, Kenneth Williams...
And they're going to try and speak, if they can, on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that, as usual, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is in front of me. We'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo, and it is Blowing Bubbles. Derek, will you try and... You don't need to demonstrate. Just talk on Blowing Bubbles, 60 seconds, starting now.
I remember I used to be sat in my garden, a little smock with a bowl in front of me and a clay pipe with which to blow the bubbles. I used to puff down the thing, and away they would waft through the cherry blossom and through all kinds of manner of spring flowers.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, he said through at least twice.
He did say through twice, yes. He repeated the word through, and so you have a correct challenge, Peter. You take over the subject, a point for the correct challenge, of course, and there are 44 seconds for blowing bubbles starting now.
Well, it's really no occupation for a grown man, or woman for that matter. They last very little time, and they're not particularly...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Men and women last for very little time.
No, the bubbles.
He had established in my mind that the bubbles didn't last, because we...
Well, my God, if I established it in your mind, it should have been clear to Clement.
I can see we're going to finish the series the way we started it. But in spite of the remarks... I will show you how fair I am. Peter, I disagree with the challenge, so you have a point and you keep the subject, and you have 36 seconds, blowing bubbles, starting now.
And they're not really very pretty. You can get the same effect by treading on a piece of orange peel in a puddle. All the same colours of the rainbow emerge. And, of course, they last a great deal longer. But blowing bubbles...
Clement Freud, challenge.
I did, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, you must remember.
There was a hesitation. It wasn't very long.
No, it wasn't.
I wouldn't allow
it. It wasn't long enough for me to penalise.
No, I agree.
So, but you tried hard.
Yes, I did.
As always. Yeah. And there are 23 seconds on blowing bubbles. Still with Peter, starting now.
I suppose if I really set about it and could equip myself with the right kind of plastic and a pipe which would...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Hesitation.
There was hesitation there, yes. There are 13 seconds for blowing bubbles with you, Derek, starting now.
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition.
What?
Forever blowing bubbles.
A clever challenge. We give Clement a bonus for his cleverness. Derek Nimmo, a point for an incorrect challenge, and he keeps the subject and continues with 10 seconds starting now.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Shall we have a chorus all together? One, two, three. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Well, that's 1 point for Derek Nimmo for speaking when the whistle went, and 10 points for the audience. In fact, as there are quite a few, let's give 100 points to the audience, and then they'll be the winners at the end. They won't get another chance to score, will they? So, Derek, a nice touch, and when Ian Mester blows his whistle, by the way, it tells us that the 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking then gets that extra point. Derek achieved that and is in the lead with Peter Jones at the end of the round. This next subject is microwave ovens, and Clement Freud, will you begin? And there are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid there definitely was a hesitation, Clement. And he is, so there are 58 and a half seconds with you, Kenneth. A microwave oven starting now.
There was a case reported in the paper of a lady who purchased one of these things, and while it operated, it leaked its rays, and she suffered greatly in the process. Now then, what she done was to sue the manufacturer, and a large sum of money was paid out in court. I read this, and I thought, hello, there'll be trouble with them microwave ovens when it gets around. But to my amazement, they are sold openly, without malice aforethought, over the counter. Well, when I looked in the shop window and saw, to my surprise, that they were being openly merchandised.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of openly.
Yes, you did say openly. Openly sold over the counter.
Well, he shouldn't come in on it. He couldn't even start on it.
Might have a chance to get back in again then, Kenneth. So there are 11 seconds with Clement Freud to take over the subject of microwave ovens starting now.
Whereas I admire what microwave ovens set out to do, I do loathe what they achieve in that every item of food which comes out of them appears to me to be totally inedible.
Clement Freud, again the extra point, speaking as the whistle went, and at the end of that round, he and Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo are equal in the lead, just ahead of Kenneth Williams. Derek begins the next round. The subject is air cushions. Derek, can you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Oh, I have so many happy memories of time spent on air cushions. I think probably the one that I enjoyed most of all was when I was locked in the arms of Denise Breyer, who was Nicholas Parsons' wife, and we were floating down the Thames, embracing one another in this most extraordinarily exciting way. The river was bobbing up and down, and we throbbed this one person, this gorgeous creature that he treats so very badly, put her lips against mine, and we murmured sweet nothings along.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Versatile as Denise Breyer is, when her lips are up against somebody else's, she can't murmur.
Speaking from personal experience, you'd be surprised by Denise Breyer.
I would have thought it was all she could do when her lips are up against yours.
I would have thought so. You can make a noise. Put your lips up against your hand and cry. Mm-hmm, you see? So what is your challenge?
I fear murmur.
Deviation. No, actually, I don't really want to carry on with this subject. Acutely embarrassing, but just to show how completely fair I am in the yes. game, I say that it was an incorrect challenge, actually, Derek. So you have to continue, and there are 26 seconds left, air cushions starting now.
Of course there are these very jolly air cushions that you can buy in joke shops, and you put them on a chair, and when somebody sits on them, they go, and everybody wonders what's happened. They look around most apprehensively because they think that some untoward physical thing, or perhaps has happened inside the anatomy from the lower colon, perhaps. But in fact, it has all come from an air cushion. Now, in the springtime, I take one into a meadow quite frequently and put on top of it.
If you thought that was rather a weak blow on the whistle, it's because Ian Mester sits beside me, was overcome at the thought. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the world's most beautiful building. Will you tell us something on that subject in the game, starting now?
It's awfully difficult to talk about the world's most beautiful building unless you have been all over the world and seen every single building. But I think what I can say is that number 28 High Street, Ewell, is not the world's most beautiful building. I passed it the other day and it was quite singularly ugly. A two-story building with an old turret.
Derek Nimmo,
he's not talking about the world's most beautiful building. He's talking about a building that he finds particularly...
He's talking on the subject. From the subject.
No. You were deviating. The subject is the world's most beautiful building, and you had established you were talking about the world's least beautiful building in your mind. So I think you have well and truly deviated, and Derek has the subject...
Consistency I like so much.
Yes. 35 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I think, as far as I've seen, and I haven't been all around the world, the most beautiful building that I have actually witnessed must be the Taj Mahal. And I think there's such an element of surprise to that building, because in all the picture books and on the boxes that you've seen selling chocolates and so on, where you see this particular edifice...
Kenneth Williams.
I beg your pardon. My brother was pressed involuntarily. I'm mad. I'm so sorry, Derek. I do apologize.
That's all right, Ken. Okay, Ken. All's forgiven, Ken.
Thanks, chum.
You're not having him for repetition of C.
No, he said C the first time and seen the second.
Right, there are, Derek, an incorrect challenge. You have a point for being interrupted, and there are 17 seconds left, starting now.
Built by the great Mughal emperor Shah Jahan, all those years ago, it was going to be accompanied by another one built in black marble, which would have been...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of built.
Yes, you did mention built before.
I did not.
Yes.
Built?
Definitely. Clement, you have the subject back now. 9.5 seconds, the world's most beautiful building, starting now.
The Victorian house in Wimpole Street in which I live is perhaps the world's most beautiful building because Victoriana is close to my heart.
Struggling neck and neck. At the end of that round, it is Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams equal with 6 points, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo in the lead. Kenneth, your turn to begin the subject, knowledge. Will you tell us something about knowledge in the game, starting now?
Well, of course, you see, a lot of people imagine that if your head is full of extraordinary facts and you're able to have the sort of retention which enables you to chop these items out at will and you become Brain of Britain or Mastermind with that goblet in your hand, that's what they think is knowledge. Well, I see it isn't. Knowledge is knowing where to get the enlightenment. You don't have to go around like some card file index system. On the contrary, I can pop to the preference. I was going to say pop round to the reference library and I got
Derek Nimmo got in. Derek, you have 20 seconds to talk about knowledge, starting now.
They say sometimes the little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Kenneth Williams.
They don't say anything of the kind.
No, it's the wrong quotation.
You see, it's a little learning is a dangerous thing.
Nevertheless, they do say a little.
Shut your mouth! He's always trying to get one better than me. He's always doing it. He's just injected the fact I've got this lovely hair.
Kenneth, actually, he's quite right. They might say that, but they're misquoting, you see, so he's not actually deviating from the subject on the card. So, Derek, you continue with 16 seconds on knowledge, starting now.
Of course, there are some kinds of knowledge which you don't normally tell people about. Now, I, for instance, I have carnal knowledge of Nicholas Parsons' wife. Now, this is not something I actually tell people about very frequently.
Peter Jones is challenged.
I don't think this has any place in a family program. We may all be dragged in as witnesses. It could lead to a lot of unpleasantness.
I don't think it's got any place in any show, let alone this one.
No, quite.
Well, you should know.
I think it's something between the two of them that they should...
And after that revelation about his meeting her on the river and everything...
Peter, I entirely agree with your challenge, because I like to believe that this carnal knowledge to which he refers did not take place, and I'm sure the audience would not believe it, knowing what a fine, upright, standing character that Derek Nimmo really is. You do really think that he would do that to my...
Yes!
They all said yes! Right, so we're not taking a vote on it. We're going to let Peter Jones have a correct challenge with 5 seconds to go on knowledge, starting now.
Or touch not the Pierian spring. That's the second half of the quotation to do. Right?
Well, Peter Jones has moved forward, as well as getting that all-important extra point for speaking, as the whistle went, and he's now equal with Derek Nimmo in the lead. They're both 3 points ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, equal in second place. Mm-hmm. Peter, the next subject is things worth collecting. Will you start with that one in the game, 60 seconds, beginning now?
Well, judging from the junk stalls at the market, practically anything is worthwhile collecting nowadays, like old bottle tops and tin cans. If somebody says that they're assembling examples of chewed gum, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they didn't have a price. And bits of matchbox tops and discarded clothing.
And,
yes.
Did I say yes? It's a kind of mannerism, really. It's not quite fair to challenge me on that, but still, I quite understand. It's part of the game. Yeah.
One thing you haven't evolved as the others have yet, Peter, is that once you are floundering a little, you mustn't lose confidence. A glazed look comes over your eyes, and they know that you're just about.
Yes, I know. Glazed look. That's always been my trouble, really. Glazed look. I remember when I was out with your wife once, and this glazed look... it came home, and she rumbled me right away.
So, Kenneth, hesitation, you have the subject of things worth collecting. 40 seconds, starting now.
Well, you know, my bank manager said to me, people might as well stick their partners under the bed, because in time, when they become obsolete, they're still having what you call it a face value, and collectors will regard them as highly prized pieces, and so, consequently, everything is worth holding on to. Now, I've even heard they're selling old share certificates issued by the Chinese government of the Ming dynasty, if you please, or Fu Manchu. That's another one, I think. But on the other hand, you see, Russian bonds, which I'm...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of bonds. Chinese bonds, Russian
bonds. Yes, right, Clement. And 4 seconds are left for you to talk about things worth collecting, starting now.
One's colleagues' wives are well worth collecting. And in particular...
Well, well. And if you have a shy wife as I do, she'll be very embarrassed when she hears this show. It's still an interesting contest. Clement
Freud...
We're
going to put her on the map. Very likely on the street.
You have. She's going to be getting the letters after this show.
Yeah.
Yes, Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud are still equal in second place, but they're both only 1 point behind our joint leaders now, Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones.
Ah.
The sixth subject is canaries, and I think it's your turn to begin, Derek, and you have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Canaries sometimes sing. Actually, it's rather interesting, though, that the Canary Islands, from which this particular bird comes, by the way, in their wild state, they are green. It's only when they're brought back to civilization, they turn this glorious yellow, which...
Peter Jones at Charlie.
He's confusing them with bananas.
He is confusing with the bananas because they're brown in their natural state, not green.
They're green.
They're brown.
Green.
But anyway, we'll give Peter a point for a superb challenge, because we did enjoy it. Lead the subject with Derek Nimmo, canaries, and there are 46 seconds starting now.
It still has the Roman root, canaries, of canine, or canis, which is the Latin word for dog, because when they first went there, these people that I've been talking about, living, 2,000 years ago, they found a species of wild...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation. Slight hesitation.
Very slight, yes.
Well,
but not enough to be considered a genuine hesitation.
Not quite enough hesitation.
No. Not enough to, within the context of the games and the rules as I try to interpret them. Oh. There are 31 seconds for canaries. Still with you, Derek, starting now.
Also from the canaries comes a particularly fine wine, which was extraordinarily popular in the 18th century and then seemed to lose favour at the beginning of the 19th. It was rather like Madeira, perhaps. I wonder why we don't import more of canaries' wines today.
Yes, Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of wines.
No, he said wine before, and wines this time.
Second time. Canary wines.
A wine first time.
Well, it was near enough, wasn't it? Within the meaning, as you interpret
this game. Yes, but if I gave it the other way, they'd be jumping on me like a ton of bricks. But
there were a lot of other things one could have objected to.
I know there were, but you didn't bother.
No.
There are 15 seconds on canaries, Derek, starting now.
Coal miners take canaries down the pits with them. The reason for this, actually, is...
Peter Jones challenge.
No, they don't do that anymore. They used to, but they don't anymore because they've got electronic devices that they use and are much more efficient. Canaries are very unreliable as testers of presence of gas.
I haven't been on a pit for quite a while, Peter, so I believe you're right. So we'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and we'll have 11 seconds for you on canaries starting now.
They are fairly useless birds altogether, since they are no longer of any good down the mine, and the eggs are very... no nourishment, really, in the eggs.
Derek Nimmer, Charles. I'm afraid yours was a hesitation.
Oh, it was. I think there's no question. Even the way that you interpret the rules, I think there was a hesitation.
Four seconds for Derek Nimmer with canary starting now.
I once had a canary-coloured pullover, which I...
yes, hesitating. I definitely, even the way I interpret the rules, I definitely consider that one was hesitation.
And was it green in Madeira and yellow when you got it home?
Clement, you have 1.5 seconds on canary starting now.
Mrs. Nicholas Parsons had a canary.
Well, now the running order has changed at the end of that round with the number of points that were scored, and with 1 point separating each of them, he goes in descending order from Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams. And Clement, we're with you to begin. The subject is hurricanes. Can you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
Hurricanes are great build-ups of wind, if you don't mind a technical expression. And when this occurs in the southern hemisphere, each hurricane is given a female name, and they work in descending order from the beginning of every year. So you get Adele, Benedictine, Claudine, Evangeline, Frederica, Georgina, Harriet, Iona, Jacinta, Kay, Leonora.
Peter Jones challenge. Yes, there was.
I thought you stopped me.
No, I'm going to stop the others. Challenge you. We want you to go through the alphabet.
Oh, I was going to go through the alphabet.
Why are you so waving, doing this?
What on earth were you doing? Is this a new game? Is it time your wife took over? She seems to have taken over everything else.
I get messages frequently, which I have to pick up the messages while I listen to what you're saying. If I can't do a gesture with my hand without you being thrown after
what
all the
would you
years
prefer to make the gesture
game,
with?
I thought some message had
with
come
your
through.
Your intelligence and erudition, your panache, your style.
I'll go on then.
Well, I try going on.
Maria, Nora,
no, I don't think
Olive.
It was terribly boring reading women's names.
But
I didn't.
They did have a correct challenge, and there are 24
true,
seconds.
Actually, because they now brought in a thing that was sort of sexist to have women's names for hurricanes, and now they just have men's names as well.
And quite right, too. Mm.
So, Peter, you have 24 seconds to talk on hurricanes starting now.
Yes, that's something that's always annoyed me, that they've always used women's names, and it doesn't seem at all reasonable. I don't know how I would describe a hurricane. I don't know why they can't just have numbers.
Derek Nimmo.
I don't know why, twice.
I don't know why. Yes, you did. I'm sorry, Peter. Derek has a point on the subject. 14 seconds, hurricanes, Derek, starting now.
Of course, the hurricanes were a very good fighter aircraft, but not quite as good as the Spitfire, which went rather fast.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of good.
Yes, I'm afraid you're looking good twice.
Quick,
so Clement's back in with 9.5 seconds on hurricanes starting now.
If hurricanes went by men's names, they would probably be called Archie, Benedict, Charles, David, Edward, Fred, George, Harry, Ivor, Jack.
Well, I apologize if I put Clement Freud off in the middle of the show, that particular round, but it didn't inhibit him at all, and he's now gone forward 1 point behind our leader, Derek Nimmo, in equal in company with Peter Jones and a little ahead of Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is going too far. Something that Ian Mester's thought of specially for you, I'm sure, because you do achieve that magnificently sometimes in just a minute. But will you talk on the subject in the game starting now?
I can assure you this really happened to me. I was supposed to get off the train at Guildford, but I dropped off. And I went too far, landed up at a halt where, to my consternation, no immediate transport back was available. So, tearfully, I cried out, "Oh, what a plight I am in! I'm supposed to be playing Magdalene in Richard of Bordeaux. Could anyone help me to get to the destination which I've mentioned before and can't do it again?" Well, a marvellous bloke turned up who had what was known as a hansom cab. Well, I mean, that's the title they give them, but I don't think it's fair, for the modern conveyance is nothing like those that were given that night in Victorian times, you see. Nevertheless, he rushed me back, and I went on the stage, and they said, "Oh, you could never..."
Kenneth Williams started with the subject of going too far, and he didn't go too far with it, but he kept going until the whistle went. The first time for quite a few weeks that someone has gone for one whole minute without being interrupted or challenged, and so he gains 1 point for that and a bonus point. Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams were equal in second place, only 1 point behind Derek Nimmer and Peter Jones. So let's say this week, at the end of the series, they were all the four winners. Goodbye. And from our lovely audience, goodbye. Hope you've enjoyed the show and the series. Cheerio.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.